We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. Each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. So if you miss a week or want to share something you heard on the show, go to iTunes.com and search the Staying Young Show. And you can download all the past shows there for free. Now, if going to iTunes and doing that search is just a little complicated, just go to our website, emtexas.com, and find the Staying Young Show link, and you can go there and just hit the, you know, go to iTunes button. So today's topic is all about achieving lifelong wellness, not just the feel good now, but real sustainable health. And later this hour, we're going to be joined by John Pierre, author of Pillars of Health. And it's a wonderful book, and John himself is just a wonderful staple in the community of health and wellness experts. He does a lot of speaking, he has a lot of media, he's got a great, great message. But before we bring him on, I want to go through some of the top excuses that we hear from patients, those excuses that keep them from achieving lifelong health. So I figure we can go through a couple of these, we'll throw them out and we'll discuss them for a second. Here's the one I can't stand. Well, healthy food is too expensive. So let's talk about that.
Well, I always tell patients, you hear that one a lot, and there's some truth to it. But if you measure it out and do proper portion control, it's not that more expensive. And there are less expensive options. So, I mean, I can go through the veggie section and get the makings for, you know, salad for 2 or 3 days worth for just a couple of dollars. I mean, a carrot's like 15 cents, 20 cents. So there are less expensive options. If you go get king salmon that's $25 a pound, yeah, it might get a little pricey.
You know, my deal on this, though, is that it's a false illusion. Yes, you go to the grocery store, you buy healthy food. When they ring you up at checkout, it's going to be more. But then what happens? If you eat healthy, you're not going to crave all these processed foods and snacks that you buy out of vending machines and elsewhere. And then on top of it, you're going to feel so much better, so much more energetic. You're going to be more productive. You're going to do better in life.
You're going to make more
at
money.
Work. You're going to make more money.
So you can afford that.
And you don't end up having to shell out for prescriptions later on.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if you viewed your body as a car, right? And you add a premium gas, your car is going to run better. So same thing here. Use proper food, your body's going to work better. Your brain's going to work better.
Good point. I always tell them, you know, people ask them what animal food they're feeding their pets, and they'll be like, "Oh, I get, you know, the science diet, the AIM, you know, the high end stuff, because Fifi, you know, I want her to do well," and all of a sudden it's like you're feeding your pet better than you're feeding yourself.
You're eating off the $1.99 menu at the drive through.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat crap. You know, I'm gonna save money. Fifi's gonna
save
get
money
the good
so
stuff.
Fifi can have her.
Who are you gonna will Fifi to, right? When you're long gone. All right, what about this one? I don't have time to exercise.
Some legitimacy to it. I mean, so our days are crunched. You can make time. The busiest people, in the world, CEOs, the presidents, et cetera, I mean, they find time. In the time you spend exercising, just even that 30, 40 minutes a day, you'll probably make back up in productivity because, you know, that you'll get back to work and be active. But there's ways to get physical activity in without having to break down and, you know, change into, spandex is, you know, walk, park further away from the building when you walk in, take the stairs, you know, do your 10,000 steps a day. You know, we look at Europeans and they don't jog. I mean, it's like this, the only people jogging and running in Europe are Americans, but they get a lot of activity just walking to the store, walking to work, and that counts.
And that's such an important point.
All right, time for Doc Shock. Doc Shock is a time that we find something in the news that either shocks us, or maybe it's something that we've kind of known all along and the news is just catching up with us. But I love this one because it is about a study, a 12-week training program they put people over 90 on, and they actually improved their strength, their power, their muscle mass. And, you know, this study was published in the journal Age of the American Aging Association. And I love this study because it proves that it is never too late to start exercising.
Well, we've seen that in the practice. You know, we do a fall risk assessment where we test people's balance, and when it's off, we refer them into physical medicine to get some strength training and gait training, and they'll come back and tell you, you know, they're doing things they weren't doing before by just getting them up and getting them moving. I mean, there's lots of studies that show that, but it's never too late.
Yeah, I was reminded of Lucille saying, you know, when she sits in a chair or she sits down, even when she watches TV, she does these little stomach crunches. She gets her arms going. She says she doesn't like to sit still. And at 101, she is still exercising even when she's sitting. And it shows. I mean, she's got great muscle tone.
Absolutely. I mean, if you sit like a blob, you're going to die like a blob early. I mean, you've got to move.
Got to move. I love the blob analogy. Is that like a medical term?
It is. It's I invented it.
Well, now it's time for the Immortal Minute.
The Immortal Minute.
Really?
I got it right today.
Give him his moment.
So today's Immortal Minute is we're into fall and winter is approaching, is showing that cold weather will help you to live longer. So studies and researchers have looked at folks who live in frigid Russian waters and other places, and as the temperature goes down, longevity goes up. So don't complain so much about the cold weather.
Forget it. I would die in cold weather.
So. See, what I think is it gets really cold, so you have to be indoors, so you snuggle more with your mate.
You have more sex.
Well, cold temperatures actually curb pain, so it allows you to get out and move a little bit more. They pump up your workout. You burn more calories, so it's the old deal of, you know, when you're up skiing, you may be burning $300 or $400 calories an hour for the activity, but you're burning another 300 or 400 just to keep your body temperature up. So you burn a lot of calories in that cold weather.
And then you're having sex later, because there's nothing better than sex in front of a fireplace. Just saying.
It's amazing how Judy always works sex into the conversation.
I did that one for you, honey. Usually that's your job. But hey, if you haven't been to Facebook yet, go to Facebook and find us under Executive Medicine of Texas. We're always posting health tips. I think there's probably one a day that goes up there. And I love all the, we can see how many people have read them and taken them down or forwarded them. And I love to look at that. Lots of great stuff there. And the website, emtexas.com, and the phone number, 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. You're going to need that later for Dementia Defender. Got to go to a short break. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we're visiting with John Pierre, author of Pillars of Health. Are you looking to grow your business or drive people to your website? This is a rare opportunity. If you'd like to advertise on the Stayin' Young Show, that's right, run commercials during our show, you can contact us at 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. The best way to attract new customers is to go to people who are already interested in health and wellness. That's right, advertising on the Stayin' Young Show will help drive customers to your business. Call us today at 1-800-910-3932.
All advertising must be pre-approved by the Stay Young Media Group.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
This is Judy Gammon of the Stayin' Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Stayin' Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. If you're just tuning in, every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Just go to iTunes.com and search The Staying Young Show. You can also go to stayingyoungshow.com, and there's a link there. At the end of our shows, we have a riddle called the Dementia Defender. As you know, Dr. Gammon has way too much fun doing that. And if you send us the correct answer and explanation, then and we read your name on the air, we will send you a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Write down emtexas.com and the phone number 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Great guest today. We have on with us John Pierre, author of The Pillars of Health. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, great to be here.
We're excited to have you. This is a great book. I love it because it's sweet and to the point. You know, it breaks it down. It's not too thick. I mean, somebody could pick this book up, Pillars of Health, sit on an airplane, you know, read it, mark their notes in it, and get off the airplane feeling like they got a plan. Good book.
Thank you. That was my goal, to make it simple and concise. No fluff.
Yeah, there you go. So what was your inspiration behind this book and wanting to write it? And I know you speak all the time, but what really made you go, I'm going to write a book, and oh, I'm going to call it Pillars of Health?
Well, I think one of the inspirations was basically just seeing so many clients throughout the years in my office and in the work and the seminars that I've done that were basically just declining. They were just prematurely aging at a very rapid rate, and they would come into my office starting to lose their mental faculties. Obviously, they would be very overweight. They would never be exercising. They wouldn't be happy. And so, you know, throughout the years, I'd worked with those clients one-on-one and got their life back in order. And I just saw more and more clients that way coming in, and I saw more and more in society, you know, basically prematurely aging. So I just wanted to get this book out as fast as I could.
Well, I think that that's really good. That's something kind of we see a lot of in at Executive Medicine of Texas. People come in and they, you know, they really don't even know where to start. They're just kind of a mess. And they finally, you know, break down, and they come in and they get their physical, and the, you know, we do the half day physical. So they're there and they're getting every test known to man. And then they get a plan. And I really love to see them when they come back in 6 months or a year, because then when you have a plan, I think it makes life so much easier.
Well, we talk about
Giving
them some metrics. I mean, they need something to measure it about. And I'm interested to hear, you know, what some of the things that, he talks about in the book is what measurements are, how you can, you know, keep checklists and things for some of the pillars. But, you know, we give them some objective numbers. I had a patient today that that was her deal, her blood sugar was up and things were changing a little bit. So she can come back in, you know, a couple months, and with changes, I can show her objectively that she's making improvements, not just what she feels, but objective measurement.
That's good. One of the things you talk about in the book, and I want to make sure we talk about this pillar because I think it's so often overlooked, is let's talk about the pillar of the mind, because we do a lot of talk on nutrition. We do a lot of talk on exercise and such, and we'll talk a little bit more about exercise later, but I love that you've included the mind. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's actually what I've spent 25 years working in, you know, enhancing cognitive functioning in seniors. So I've basically been in retirement home, senior centers, and adult daycare centers all day long. And I started some of the first brain-building classes in the country utilizing actually a plant-based diet, utilizing some different modalities like aromatherapy I used quite a bit, because most of these seniors that I'm dealing with, they are just in a non-stimulating environment all day long. And when you use rosemary or peppermint or different essential oils that stimulate the brain, it really turns them on, actually, and they feel more alive and more energized. And with aromatherapy, when you use scents like apple pie spice, you can take a senior who's 70 years old and bring them back to when they were 12 and their mother used to bake pie. And once we get them into that mindset, then we start talking about their mother. We start talking about what type of apron did she wear, what days did she cook the apple pie. And so basically we start taking them back and we stimulate their brain that way.
Well, I read something in a neurology magazine that said just exactly what you're saying, that the most powerful memory trigger is a scent. That you may have no remembrance of something. And I believe this because, man, I got to tell you, the weirdest thing happened to me. One day I smelt the smell and it reminded me of somebody's house I was friends with when I was in elementary school. And I was like, I haven't thought about that person in so long, but that smells just like their house. That was just the weirdest thing. And
yeah, exactly.
Those scents just take you back into some box in your brain that you haven't even been in forever.
Yeah, and they really do stimulate the long-term memory for seniors. And the secret, I think, when you're using aromatherapy with seniors is really like when I would teach a class, I would spray the room first before everyone came in just so they'd feel, you know, alive. But what I would also have them do is just carry, when they go to their dining hall and they'd have lemons, I'd have them cut a little piece of lemon off and put it in tissue and wrap it and save it. And throughout the day, if they'd feel tired, I'd have them, you know, squeeze that lemon away from their eyes and then take a sniff of that. And it would be very stimulating to them. And they'd have more energy throughout the day. So, you know, I utilized that with a plant-based diet. I created a lot of different unusual classes. They were almost brain-building boot camps, where I would have them juggle with fabric softeners. We have them doing exercises with their opposite hand or foot to stimulate their brain. And then we did a lot of mental exercises, a lot of counting backwards. I'd have one half of the room count backwards by from 50 by twos, and then the other half of the room would start 10 seconds later. So now you'd have all these different sounds coming, and you really have to focus. So that's basically what I've done for 25 years, and that was a very important portion of the book because, as I said, so many of my clients would be coming in with just the inability to think. They would say things like, I'm losing my marbles, my brain feels foggy, and then more younger and younger kids would come in with attention deficit, hyperactivity, and violence. So I do spend a lot of time working with all my clients, even if they're elite athletes or the military or law enforcement. I do a lot of work with them on their brain.
Fascinating. In your book, you talk about brain berries, something we've talked a lot about before. Why don't you tell our listeners what you mean by brain berries?
Well, actually, the one fruit that I use the most for my clients would be any type of berry, but particularly blueberries. And in the scientific community, it's known as the brain berry because the different components in blueberries and other berries, those anthocyanins, we know that there's components in the berries that can actually enhance neuronal communication, so allow these neurons to talk to one another, and they can also repair damage that's occurred in the brain. And since the brain is about 60% fat, it's basically a free radical target 24 hours a day. It's continually getting bombarded by free radicals and it's prematurely aging.
Well, this explains why if you drink or you smoke, it goes straight to your brain and it shrinks your brain. I mean, this just explains that portion of what we already know about alcohol and tobacco. Go on.
Sure. But so what we try to do is we try to get all the clients that are having issues, well, anyone in general, but particularly cognitive issues, to really think in terms of the foods that they take in as acting as bodyguards for that very important 3-pound mass, the brain. So when you're taking in blueberries or pomegranates or anything high in antioxidants, those are basically substances that are really just preserving and protecting that tissue from the salts that are taking place 24 hours a day. And berries are low in the glycemic index, so they're not a high sugar, but ounce per ounce are one of the highest nutrients fruits that we can get.
Yeah, my goji berries.
Oh, yeah, your goji.
Oh, sure. Yeah, goji berries, any of the berries. You know, gojis aren't always as easy to get for many of the seniors that I work with, so a lot of with them, I would have them get frozen blueberries or boysenberries, and they just keep it in their freezer. And what they would do is they take maybe a quarter of a cup or half a cup down to breakfast with them, and they would already basically have them out of the refrigerator for a couple hours, so they'd be defrosted, and they would just add it to their oatmeal when they go to the dining hall at a retirement home.
You know what I love are those Swiss lingonberries. I mean, you can't get them here, but you can get, like, the jam. I love that.
Yeah, any
it's
of
not
the
Swiss? Where is it from?
In World War II, the British pilots used to use bilberries to enhance, you know, night vision for them. And they've replicated those studies with blueberries. And not only do they enhance brain function, but they do preserve eye tissue very well.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. Yeah, I misspoke earlier. They're from Sweden, not Switzerland. I'm trying to get this cue, but it's hard when you're getting a cue from across the room. But anyways, I mean, I agree with all that. And it takes us kind of back to, we have a guest on our show a lot, and we wrote about her in our book, Age to Perfection, which, you know, for our listeners, if you haven't gone on and ordered your Age to Perfection book, go on the website, emtexas.com, pick that book up, and we'll get it out to you. But Lucille, who's been on the show and we interviewed, is 101, and she outlived all of her sisters, who actually three of them had Alzheimer's, and she outlived them and doesn't have any dementia whatsoever. But none of them liked blueberries, and she eats blueberries like every day of her life. So, man, I tell you, we are big proponents of blueberries.
Well, she also eats fish every day so she can get her omega-3s.
Yeah. I mean, she's... she's big on nutrition.
The you know, I always wonder when they say, you talk about the scent and memories, is, you know, bears have a scent that's, you know, 70 times more powerful than the human scent or dogs. It's like, how do they weed out all that information that's coming in? You know, they get neuronal overload.
I wonder if they have like ADHD. Oh, I smell a rabbit. Oh, I smell a human. Oh,
yeah. Really? Or how much of their brain is being, you know, dedicated to processing all that information they get? So
all the scents. That's true. And, you know, some people can smell better than others. And I mean, it's really interesting to me. I always say I have wolf senses, but because I can smell anything. But it's amazing to me. Some people can't smell. It's good. I don't know. Maybe I'm part bear. Anyways, if you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there. And pick up this book, Pillars of Health. It's a great book. We got to go to a short break. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to talk about the pillars of motion and compassion. Both very different, yet very important links to lifelong wellness. You're listening to the Staying Young Show. Don't go away.
If you suffer from digestive disorders, migraines, obesity, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or a foggy brain, the answer may be found in the foods you eat. Everyone has a different tolerance to foods. The ALCAT test can look for food sensitivities and helps provide you with a roadmap for your personalized nutrition. Blood test, taken in the office, can simply change your life or the life of someone you know. Isn't it time to feel the best that you can? Call 817-552-4300 now to arrange for the ALCAT test. The ALCAT can measure everything from foods, additives, colorings, to chemicals and medicinal herbs that you may be sensitive to. Stop guessing where your symptoms are coming from and start getting information. No matter where you live, arrangements can be made for you to get the answers you need. Call 817-552-4300 today or visit emtexas.com. 817-552-4300 or visit emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine of Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your vitality profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. And if you haven't gone to emtexas.com, be sure to do so. And later this hour, we'll be giving you the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. So write down that website, emtexas.com, and the phone number 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. And that way you can submit your answer and explanation for a chance to win a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. And we're visiting today with John Pierre, and this is a great show. We're talking about lifelong health, lifelong wellness, and you have such a good book, John. And I know we can't get through all of it, but let's talk about first the pillars of motion, and then we'll move on to the pillars of compassion. The first pillars of motion.
Sure. Well, one of the challenges that we're seeing today is all the children that are playing video games and they're on the computer all day long, and we're not seeing any of the playgrounds filled with kids anymore. They're empty. When I train a lot of clients and I go to the playgrounds or I go outside, they're empty. And when I was a kid, you have to get and mark basically your territory, your spot. You'd have to get there hours ahead of time because everybody wanted the tennis courts or the soccer field, and it's not that way anymore. And what we're seeing is a massive decline, not only in their physical ability, you know, to move and bend and squat and reach and push and pull, and neurological development. They don't stimulate their nervous system anymore by catching a ball or running or evading or playing tag. And it's just really sad that the military actually has to lower their standards for young men and women to get into the military because these young men and women can't pass the physical fitness test anymore.
That is sad. I didn't know that. That's ridiculous. I mean,
if you think what these kids are doing all day long, like I said, they're not doing anything physical anymore.
No,
that's really one of the challenges. And, you know, we have about 60,000 miles of blood vessels throughout our body. And if that massive pump, that heart, is not strong and it doesn't have good stroke volume, it just doesn't pump adequately, well, then it's not able to pump all the blood and the nutrients and the oxygen throughout the body and particularly to the brain. And hence you wonder why any of these children have attention deficit or hyperactivity. And they have cognitive issues. They don't get any exercise. So when they come into my office, one of the main things I ask them is, what do you do all day long? And most of them say, with a smirk, we just sit all day and we play video games and watch movies.
Yeah, sad. It's so sad. I mean, I don't understand why we can't just get out more and do more stuff. and make it a priority. They say, well, they got to fit in all these academics. Well, start earlier. Get the kids to school at 6. I don't care.
No, one of my pet peeves is, PE in my day was, physical activity. I mean, you went in there and the best was when you played dodgeball and you got to crush the weak kid, But the
we are not proponents of violence.
The PE now is it's classroom stuff. I mean, they talk about these things, but there's no physical activity.
Oh, I hate this one.
Recess. They don't let take down all the equipment because they're worried about safety issues.
You know how you get 100 in PE? You dress out. All you have to do is put on your clothes. If you don't put on your clothes that day, you get a check mark. If you do put on your clothes that day, you've dressed out, you get points.
I don't know if John knows, we're down here in Texas and they had an issue with the playground equipment because of the heat, getting up to temperatures where it could injure you. Well, yeah, that's true, when it's 100 degrees outside. Keep the kids off of it when it's 100 degrees, but, the rest of the year you could, have that stuff.
Run.
So they take the equipment down.
They can run.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. One of the challenges that I see is that our society isn't conducive anymore really to being a doer. It's more conducive to being a viewer. Everybody wants to watch sports on TV or go to a ball game and watch it instead of doing it. And when I have parents come in with their kids, I say, listen, you have to be active with your child. Take active vacations where you're outside doing water sports or you're playing or you're hiking, and don't just take them to places where they go on little rides and, sightseeing. And, these children, their health is really failing. I mean, we're seeing in automobile accidents today, children as young as 3 have plaque in their arteries. And we know by the time they're teenagers, they have measurable blockages already in their arteries. And if you couple that poor circulation, so you have these occluded vessels, and you have a poor pump, the heart, right? And then most of these kids are dehydrated, you're trying to pump this thick, glue through their arteries. I mean, they're going to have cerebral or vascular insufficiency. They're not going to get enough blood flow to their brain. They're going to have diabetes and heart disease. They're going to have all sorts of problems. And all they have to do is just get outside and get moving a little bit more.
Well, here's my ploy to parents and adults. I don't care how old you are. Put down the sodas. Put them down. Don't drink them. Drink more water. This is a major, major problem. People do not drink enough water. And you talked about dehydration. I mean, goodness gracious. People think that if they drink 10 cups of coffee, they're hydrated. That is so ridiculous. They don't realize that anything with caffeine is going to dehydrate you. So if you drink something with caffeine, you got to follow it, trail it with enough water. And you already should be drinking more water than most people are drinking.
There's a lot of water in a can of beer.
Really?
Mostly water.
Just a lot of other bad stuff, too. See how John didn't even address that. Did you see what he did? He just went right over that.
The first chapter about when I talk about the dangers of processed foods, I mean, that's one of the main things, because 90% of our diet is processed foods and animal products. And when you look at processed foods, if you took 6 bagels and you put them in a juicer, you wouldn't get bagel juice. But if you put 6 apples in, you get apple juice. So most of these foods that people are eating contain no water, and they're actually dehydrating to the system. And then they use a stimulant, or they use some sort of something that's high in sugar that will dehydrate them even more, and it has caffeine in it. So it's a vicious cycle, and your blood, when it's healthy, should be about 92% water. But most of these kids are running around where they're hypovolemic. The blood is very thick, and it looks more like molasses than it does grape juice.
And they wonder why they, don't have any energy, and, they don't feel good, and they're not making good grades, and they're not making good choices. And, I mean, it doesn't matter what age you are. It's the same thing. You're not making good grades if you're a kid, and you're not doing well at work if you're an adult.
And I think
exactly.
John can address this, but, I mean, when you've instituted these changes in your clients, I mean, at any age, we were talking earlier that we had an article about exercise can improve, all kinds of things, even late in our lives. But, what kind of improvements do you see in patients? I mean, the message is there's hope. I mean, if you make these changes, you can reverse these findings.
Oh, absolutely. I had a kid come in the office that was attention deficit hyperactivity and extremely violent. And he had been to 9 psychologists, 6 psychiatrists, every med under the sun. Then they gave him experimental meds. Nothing worked. So as soon as they brought him to me and I changed his diet to basically a pure plant-based diet, I used a couple supplements for his brain. I used B12, and I used a algae-based DHA. And we hydrated him, got him off bad music. He was listening to gangster rap, very violent music. He was playing very violent video games. And within a couple weeks, he started feeling better. And within a month or so, he was back to completely to normal. And teachers were running up to his mom saying, this is a miracle. How did you do this? But it's basically just changing all aspects of his lifestyle.
I'm parenting him correctly now. You know? I mean, okay, I want to move on to compassion, but when do you look at the parent and just go, really? Who bought these video games? You know, why is your kid, listening to this music? Why are they eating this crap? I mean, kids don't have the ability to go to the store and buy all this on their own. Very few do. So.
Yeah, the challenge is most of the parents don't know what's in these video games and they don't know what's in the music because they don't listen to it. And many video games have secret chambers in there that most people don't even know about, the kids find out about. They're extremely violent, very violent. And one video game that just came out a couple of weeks ago made $800 million on the first day. And the video game is based on shooting, pedestrians, police officers, all sorts of horrible stuff. So, you know, children's behavior is shaped by what they see and what they hear. So they have no other choice but to act these things out in real life, as we see in the media today, what's happening with all these kids, the violence that they're committing.
Well, okay, that leads us to the next pillar, and that's compassion. I really feel that the younger generation is lacking any sort of compassion. I feel they're all very narcissistic. And I mean, I just do. I don't know. Can I get an amen? They're very narcissistic and they don't have compassion for other people.
Well, if you think a little bit about basically what these children are watching all day long and think about the reality shows that they're watching. I mean, all these reality shows are based on greed. And, you know, you basically, if you look at some of the mixed martial arts they're watching, it's based on violence. It's based on sexuality. The music they're listening to is all based on it, the video games. So everything is all based on this, and this is what's brainwashing these children. This is basically training these children to become predators today. So it's impossible for kids who already have a diet that's nutrient deficient, they're not getting any exercise in their life, and then they're programming their brain to be violent and very sexually oriented at a very young age. It's impossible for them to be normal. It's impossible. And I just lectured, and I was at the Capitol in Washington, D.C. for 175 congressional people. And that is basically what I spoke about. I talked about all the violence that these children are being subjected to with a poor diet. And is there any wonder that we have the problems we have today?
Man, I'm so glad we're ending on that, because that is such a good point. And I'm glad to know you went up to Washington. I think more people should be taking note of this. For our listeners, pick up the book, The Pillar of Health. It's a great read. I mean, something you can very easily pick up and get through. It's like 168 pages. You can get through it.
And it
on
brings
an airplane.
It together very nicely.
It does. I mean, it's full circle. It's a great book. John Pierre, thanks for being on with us. You want to give a website out?
Sure. It's just my name, John Pierre, PIERRE.com. And you could also check me out on Facebook.
Okay. Fantastic. We got to go to a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some interesting cases we had over the last week and just some other closing thoughts. And don't forget the Dementia Defenders coming up. Stay tuned. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer Bio-T bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-8255. EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam?
Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms. Everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. You can visit us on the web at emtexas.com or download past shows by going to iTunes and searching The Staying Young Show. And also write down the website emtexas.com and the phone number 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. You'll need that for the Dementia Defender. And that's a riddle where you can actually win a copy of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. And congratulations to last week's winner. Hope you're enjoying the book. But let's talk a minute. Let's wrap up the John Pierre conversation and let's move on to some interesting cases. I think you had a thought about something he said about psychiatric drugs.
Yeah, I mean, so many people are on so many psychiatric drugs. They're having all sorts of interactions. Some people are becoming like zombie-like. And what we've been doing lately is using a class of drugs known as beta blockers for anxiety and panic disorder and so on.
Old drugs, been around forever.
Been around forever, dirt cheap. And so instead of adding more psychiatric drugs that make people more sedate and having more side effects for the anxiety and so on, we'll put them on small doses of beta blockers, and it works fantastic. And, of course, it can be stopped at any time. It's not addicting. It's not controlled. It doesn't have any of the side effects of the, psychiatric meds. So we've had great success, and people are doing very well.
Well, it relates back. I had a gal come in this morning, and she has been doing bioidentical hormone pellet therapy. And previously, she'd been on an antidepressant, sleep meds, was seeing a psychiatrist, wasn't getting a whole lot of response. And the problem she had this morning was the pellets were gone, and her symptoms came back with a rage. I mean, in the previous time, as she said, after she was pelleted and doing well, she got off all her meds, wasn't taking anything, sleeping great, felt great, but then when they crashed, they crashed. So our plan was, one, we're going to get those hormone levels back up to where they were and she felt good, but the other is just put her on a schedule and we're not going to let her drop off the side of the cliff like that next time.
You know, this raises an interesting point. All people who are having, quote, psychiatric issues, whether it be anxiety, depression, mania, you know, whatever, every psychiatrist knows that these people should have a thorough physical exam, a thorough lab work before they're started on meds. And unfortunately, that rarely happens. And if there's lab work, it's really superficial labs. Hormones aren't looked at. Nutrient deficiencies aren't looked at. And then they're put on psychiatric meds. And then when the psychiatric meds don't work too well, the first knee-jerk response is, well, you need a bigger dose or you need a stronger medicine. And before you know it, people are zombied out. And I'm not saying, I mean, there are some people truly need psychiatric meds. They might need big doses. But a lot of times they really don't need it. They just need other things, like your example of the hormones.
Well, and John Pierre was talking about a lot of the examples he was giving was with kids. But, you know, the same can hold true for adults, that their nutrition isn't good. They're not getting the physical activity. You know, we know that, for example, even in the kids, when those hormones start changing, we make jokes about it. You know, that's just them being a teenager, or, you know, some of the behavior changes. And, you know, there's not much you can do. They got to work their way through puberty and adolescence. But if you start having similar type changes even later in life, you may exhibit some of those same type behaviors and feelings that you went through with adolescence. So getting that physical, checking the nutrition, checking hormone levels, making sure there's not a disease process that's contributing to it. Thyroid's a real common one that can cause anxiety symptoms if they're hyperthyroid, for example, needs to take place on a much more regular basis. Other than, I mean, I hearken back to Judy's experience where, you know, she had a stressful day and was happened to see it be in her gynecologist's office at the, you know, same day, and he sends her out of the office with an antidepressant.
I couldn't believe it. He's like, are you feeling sad? Yeah, I had a crappy day. He literally brought in samples here. Really?
Well, your pap smear shows you're depressed. So
obviously.
I'm going to put you on. Yeah. Apparently he saw something on pelvic examination that confirmed the diagnosis.
You need this, honey. Well, you know, I want to point out one thing. We talk about nutrition, and a lot of our listeners already know this, but if you're someone out there that doesn't realize this, when we talk about micronutrient testing and actually looking at the nutrients inside the cells to see if there's deficiencies, we can send a kit and a phlebotomist anywhere in the United States to you. And actually get that testing done and then do a phone conference.
Well, I have to brag today. So I was doing an exit interview with one of our patients, and she had her micronutrient done and had no deficiencies. None.
She on her vitamins?
She's on our supplements.
Say, that never happens unless they're on ours.
The only people that come up that way are they're taking good quality stuff. Now, it did show that she had an insulin issue, which was confirmed with all the other labs and on several different levels that she's starting.
Yeah,
you know,
the glucose and the A1C.
Pre-diabetic, and her uric acid was up, but it was an eye-opener for her because, you know, every section of the physical – you know, confirmed that was the issue she's having. And so I think it got her attention that she's got to change that nutritional pattern, or she's going to be in that group of diabetics real soon.
Yeah. And just for our listeners, Dr. Anderson's referring to the Stay Young Vitamin line. You can go to stayyoungvitamins.com. They're pharmaceutical grade. So you're not just throwing your money away. You actually guarantee what says it's in it is in it.
And you know, there's a common theme through almost everything we talk about, and it's nutrition. In other words, how we fuel our bodies, what we put in our bodies really matters. It's really important. And I know it might be a lot of, sort of boring to some of our listeners, but it's really important. You will feel so much better if you eat nutritiously.
And what you put in them also based on what's prescribed. So, I mean, a lot of times, you know, you're eating really good, but your doc wants to give you a pill for every, you know, thing that comes along.
You can't absorb the nutrition.
Well, or you've just got side effects from the medication. I mean, even simple things, you know, antihistamines have side effects.
Let's talk about I know this is totally off topic, but I am so tired of seeing people come in and they've got all these decongestants on their list. They're mixing them with drugs. Decongestants, stay away from them. Anything with a D. Let's go through the side effects because a lot of people don't realize it.
Well, they're stimulants, so I mean, they can give you, you know, heart racing. I mean, they can cause, I would presume, adrenal secretion. I mean, you can get some of that just because they stimulate that.
High blood pressure, irritability, insomnia. Erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, there's a couple reasons, many reasons, that those are now behind the counter, at least in Texas. I don't know where else, but, you know, you have to ask the pharmacist.
I think that's a national thing. It might be.
I mean, you don't need a prescription for them, but they're behind the counter because of the side effects and some of the other uses that those medications are improperly utilized for.
Yeah, and you know
meth,
what?
Meth, basically.
Right. And here's the thing.
So you're taking
it
a diluted form of meth.
Right, yeah. And it can kill you. So, yeah. I mean, man, I get so worked up because I see this list of people that are the list of drugs that these people get on, and then maybe one or two are prescribed, and then they go to the pharmacy and they pick up three or four more, and pretty soon they're on like five different drugs, and you're like, really? I mean, you're taking something for a side effect of another thing, and pretty soon you're just, not only you're spending a lot of money, you're just poisoning yourself. And it's interesting to have MDs on, and they talk about nutrition and talk about healthy things and not prescribing drugs.
That music means it's time. Yes, it's time for Dementia Defender. Dementia Defender swooped into the control room. He has his black cape on with his double D. Are you ready for this week's riddle? A mother and her daughter are having lunch in a nice restaurant. They're having a great time. A man walks past them and they both say, "Hello, father." How's that possible? Send in your answers.
That's right. Go to
They're from Arkansas, maybe.
Really?
No, that's not the answer.
You probably just hacked some of our listeners off. Go to emtexas.com. Send your answers and explanation through the contact.
We love you, Arkansas.
Yeah, that's right. Through the contact us form. And you could win a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. You can also call your answer into 1-800-910-3932. That's 1-800-910-3932. That website again, emtexas.com. If you haven't been on Facebook and friended us, remember to go to Facebook, find Executive Medicine of Texas, and fan us or friend us or whatever that's called, because you'll be getting daily health tips. And I know a lot of people really enjoy these, some fun stuff, articles that are out there, news things, all health related, great stuff. That's all the time we're going to have for today. But I really enjoyed this show. Do you like this show?
I did. I think the idea, and I'd like to see John's full presentation. If he's around sometime, I'd go see him because I think it's one of those, he puts those pillars up and, you know, you got to have them all up there to support, you know, he kind of probably does a visual with those things. So
I bet he does. Great book.
I think the compassion point is really important because getting rid of resentments, not holding a grudge, that's really good for your health.
Yeah,
just let go of all that.
Lucille's comment, I forgive, I don't forget, but I forgive.
That's right.
Well, we need to have him back on to do a show just on compassion. That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Stayin' Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. For more information, visit the website emtexas.com. That's emtexas spelled out, .com. Join us right here on the Stayin' Young Show as we bring you information that you can use.
Precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.